You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
The John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Good morning, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. I know at least a couple of you out there are just getting back to work after the holidays, able to stretch your holiday vacation out until today, the 5th day of January here at Talk Radio 570 KVI. I got back to work on Friday, had a couple of great guys, Todd Herman, Chris Widener, filling in for me while I was gone. Thank you, guys. Good work. Today's the 6th of January already. Philip G. Vandervoort III reminding
again,
me.
You missed a couple of the first days of January, so it probably feels like five to you.
That's right. And, of course, the biggest economic story of 2014 is now already behind us. And that was the yes vote by Boeing machinists by a very bare majority, 51%. But that 51% means that aviation continues to grow here in the Pacific Northwest rather than begin to wither. And there was a lot at stake with that vote. Here is Governor Jay Inslee moment after the yes vote was announced on Friday night.
This was a very difficult decision for machinists and their families. They had jobs on the one hand and concessions of things that these folks have fought for decades on the other. That's an extremely difficult decision in a position that they were put in.
So here's the spokesman for the machinist union, Brian Corliss. Not very
elected officials and piling on, pressuring them to vote. We had a lot of advertising on the radio, billboards along highway signs.
And the machinist union spokesman then goes a step further.
Nobody, I think, thinks this is a good offer. But, you know, with the gun held to their head, everybody said, well, this is what we have to do.
Gun held to their head? No, there was not a gun held to their head. There was a very simple up or down decision to make about the future of the machinists, or excuse me, the future of Boeing in this region. And was Boeing willing and ready to move elsewhere? Yeah, they were. Now, as a consequence of staying here, not only are you going to see the 777X line located in Everett, where it's going to absorb thousands of workers who are now working on the 747 line and the existing 777 line. But you are also going to see the wing work done here. That means a whole new facility going to be constructed. 3,000 jobs there alone. And there's going to be more spin-off jobs as a result. So this is huge. And if the vote had gone the other way and Boeing had left, then quite frankly, you would have seen Boeing literally wither on the vine. It would have been like a slow motion death taking place where the patient becomes thinner and more gaunt and more sickly and eventually just becomes nothing and passes on. I mean, that would have been Boeing over the next 20 years here. Instead, if you are a Boeing machinist this morning, you are guaranteed a job for the next 10 years. You are guaranteed to get cost of living increases averaging about $500 a year. You are guaranteed to have 1% raises every other year for the next several years. You are guaranteed not to spend more than 13% for your health care or 16% after 2016. That's your employee cost sharing. You are going to continue with the transition from the pension defined benefit plan into the the 401k, you are going to continue to also have the VIP program, where if you put money aside in an additional, a supplemental 401k, the company matches 75 cents. It's currently 50 cents. So in addition to the company putting 10% into your 401k in a couple of years, when the defined benefit program stops and the pension program starts, if you put up to 8% of your income into a supplemental 401k, the company will match it 75 cents. And as I was telling Chris, a Boeing machinist who called in, said he had voted no on Friday, I said, Chris, I just don't know any place that has a program like that, that takes care of workers. But happy to talk to machinists on how you voted on Friday and how you feel about the vote today. 206-421-5757. That's 421-5757. Outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. Boeing says that the 777X production and all derivatives will be decades here. And it also means construction of a 1 million square foot plant for the wing work. So, and here's something else that didn't get much attention. It means a recommitment to the 737 MAX through 2024. So I want to hear what you guys and gals on the assembly line floor are thinking, and how you voted and why, and what the reaction is now. 206-421-5757, outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. I will tell you this. You have got a union that is at absolute loggerheads with itself. I mean, never mind how it's getting along with the company. It's not getting along with itself. First of all, you had the local union that didn't even want to allow the members to have a vote. And they were overruled by the national leadership that said there will be a vote. And then the national leadership said that they recommended a do pass vote by the membership. And you had the local leadership saying, don't vote for it. And it passed 51%. So you have a union divided here. And going forward, it'll be very interesting to see what happens. Because I'll tell you something, if you had had the 777X going elsewhere 4 years after you had the 787 assembly line, the second 787 assembly line going out of South Carolina, then that would have been a harbinger of Boeing's death knell. That would have been it. Anyway, we got the phones ringing here. Let's get to Matt from Auburn. Good to have you here on Talk Radio 570 KVI, Matt.
Hi, John. I was a no vote on Friday.
Okay. Tell me why.
Well, you know, last week, or you've been saying, you know, that it's tough out there outside of Boeing. And I would agree with you on that. But, I mean, at the same point, I'd have to ask a question to you. How many Northwest companies have a CEO that makes $29 million a year?
I'm trying to think. If you count stock compensation, probably, yes. Probably a few, but not many.
Yeah, I was thinking Microsoft, maybe, perhaps. And then my other question is, how many Northwest companies make $6 billion a year profit?
And the answer there is very few.
Exactly. That's
you know,
why.
Amazon, I'm sure. Microsoft. But
I guess
I'm not sure how much they earn.
Okay, so I guess this is one thing, John, is that they came to us, wanting us to make concessions when this is the scenario. So I know it's tough out there, but we're in a bubble. We are in a bubble, and... You know, and you know, I went and saw my accountant 6 months ago, and in that, you know, you go onto the Boeing website and it types in, you type in your, when you want to retire, you know, this little calculator, and it spits out a number to you. Now, this is on a Boeing website, so I'm going to go from $3,900 when I retire down to, well, actually, that's before your spouse benefit. So if you die, you'd get the same. So it'd probably go down to like $3,100, something like that, down to about $2,000.
Well, how many years have you been with Boeing?
I've been at Boeing for about, when I retire, I'll be over 40.
Okay. How long so far have you been with Boeing?
About 26 years.
Okay, so you're going to have 28, 29 years for your defined benefit plan, right?
Yes.
And that's $95 a year?
Yes.
Okay, so it's 95 times 29, plus they're going to put 10% of your pay in a 401k for the next couple of years after that, and then 6%, and then 4% thereafter. And then, have you been taking advantage of the VIP program?
Yes.
Okay, because you can put up to 8% of your income in that, and Boeing matches that 75 cents on the dollar. So if you put in 8%, Boeing puts in 6%.
I guess,
Matt,
John,
you're gonna come out with a lot more than $2,000 a month, I got to tell you.
Well, hang on.
All right.
If you take just the pension alone with their numbers that they gave us a paper, you know, with their numbers of if you're this age and you gain 7% on their new pension plan, and then you take 5% once you retire, it's still going to cost me $900 a month when I retire, according to Boeing's numbers. And I guess that's where my heartburn lies, because it's hard for me to choke it down when, you know, with those questions I asked you, I keep asking myself that. And I guess that's why I struggle with this, because they are a company that is, their stock's record high, they're making record profits, their CEO's making more money than any CEO ever at Boeing. And I can't help but think that guy is going to be getting a raise as a result of us.
Well,
and the gun to the head mentality that you said the union,
The union refused what now?
The gun to the head.
I don't think it was a gun to the head.
But it definitely is a do or die situation as far as your job goes.
But pretend for a moment that you're Mr. McInerney, okay? And you're looking at, or Mr. Connor, who's in charge of Boeing Commercial, and you're looking at where to build the next line of the 777X. You can build it less expensively just about anywhere. And in fact, 22 states, and I guess they had narrowed the list down to six. They were going to unveil a list of six this week. Were all more competitive, less expensive than Boeing. However, you had a couple of built-in advantages here, namely a trained workforce already in place, and most of the facilities that you need right here. So how much more money should Boeing spend to build the plane just because of the union?
I don't know, John.
I guess that's what you have to look at when you're McInerney, because as it is, Boeing will spend more to build the 777X here, but they also have things like they know it's going to be built well. There's a culture and so many decades of experience built in that there will be, you know, fewer headaches, and they can do the wing work here as well. So I'm looking at this from Boeing's perspective, and I understand why they're doing what they're doing, but looking at it from the machinist perspective, I mean, I got to ask you, what would you have done in 4 years when the 747 line runs dry and when the existing 777 line runs dry?
I don't know, John. I guess I struggle with, you know, here, down here in Auburn, they, you know, they've just laid off all the guards and brought in a subcontractor. The company is definitely, you know, and I'm a conservative, but I certainly see the company taking a different direction, and I can't help but, you know, the old misnomer about corporate greed, that's what I see with Boeing nowadays.
Here's what I wish they had done, because I frankly take your point about leadership is first and best done by example, and if you're asking people to sacrifice, are you sacrificing? When Lee Iacocca went to rescue Chrysler in the 80s,
yes,
he worked for a dollar a year. And so when the unions came to him, he said, I don't have jobs at the wages that you want or even the wages you're now getting.
We can agree on one thing. Mm-hmm. McNerney is definitely no Lee Iacocca.
Yeah, but the fact is, when Boeing's corporate leadership left here a dozen years ago, that was a sign that they were going to make their decisions based on what was best for the shareholders. And I wish that they had made every machinist and, frankly, every Boeing employee an owner. I wish they had given you guys stock so that you would have a stake in the economic success of the company. And I know they've got that option for you, but I just wish it had been part of your compensation, because the stock is doing really well. And in addition to the salaries you have, which, as you know, are far better than comparable work outside Boeing, in addition to, you know, the compensation with the health care plan and whatnot, I wish that you guys had also been, you know, part owners. Because you do build the best airplanes in the world. Anyway, I appreciate you taking the time to call, too, Matt.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, and I'm glad you're a listener and a lot of other Boeing machinists as well. It is, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock here, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI.